The tour director considered the interview over. I was shepherded out without having a chance to ask more questions. But the damage had been done. I had glimpsed the subterfuge. Rather than make a frontal attack on religion in this devout nation, the new regime was playing the game of frustration. It was sponsoring a new translation of the Bible, a translation that never quite got published. It was sponsoring a new dictionary of the Bible, only there were no Bibles to go with the dictionary. The next day I asked our guide to take me to the interdenominational bookstore at Jungmannover No. 9. I was determined to see for myself how difficult it was to buy a Bible. The shop was well stocked with music, stationery, pictures, statues, crosses, books that were more or less related to religion. In any similar shop in Holland, there would be an entire section of the store devoted to different editions of the scriptures. "May I see a red-letter Bible, please?" I asked the saleswoman. By now I had discovered that, between English and German, I rarely had any trouble communicating. The saleswoman shook her head. "I'm sorry, sir, those are out of stock right now." "Well, how about a standard black-and-white edition?" But these two, it seemed, were temporarily unavailable. "Ma'am," I said, "I've come all the way from Holland to see how the church is faring in Czechoslovakia. Are you going to tell me that I can walk into the largest religious bookstore in the country and not be able to buy a single Bible?" The saleswoman excused herself and disappeared into the back of the store. There was a rapid and somewhat excited discussion behind the curtain, followed by the sound of paper rattling. And then the manager himself appeared, carrying a parcel already wrapped in brown paper. "Here you are, sir," I thanked him. "It's that new translation that makes Bibles scarce," the manager said. "Until that comes out, new Bibles just aren't being printed." It was our last day. Big plans had been made for us. We were to go out of Prague on a tour of model communities in the countryside. Then we were to come back for dinner, a press conference, and final goodbyes. I might possibly have suffered through this schedule for the sake of politeness, except for one thing. It was Sunday. It was my last chance to worship with Czech believers without having a guide hovering nearby. I had planned my escape for days. I had noticed that the rear door of our tour bus had a faulty spring. Even in the closed position, there was a gap over a foot wide between it and the door jamb. By holding my breath... As the bus pulled away from the hotel that last day, I was in the last seat. At every traffic light, I sized up my chances for slipping out that door unseen, but too many heads were turning, taking in the sights of the city. At last came a chance when every neck was craned forward, staring at the heroic bronze figure of a man on horseback.